Origami paper cranes are a symbol of hope and healing for those impacted by cancer. The association was first made in the mid-1950s when Sadako Sasaki, a survivor of the bombing of Hiroshima, was diagnosed with leukemia. While in the hospital, Sadako decided to fold 1,000 paper cranes, which if completed was said to grant the folder a wish. Sadako went on to exceed her goal by 300 but tragically died in 1955 at the age of 12. Inspired by this story, the South Caribou's Cecilia de Groot is planning on folding 1,000 paper cranes this winter for Logan Sikirik, a family friend currently receiving treatment for leukemia in Vancouver. De Groot said she wants to use the 1,000 paper cranes to create a large hanging mobile to be raffled off in the community, with all proceeds going to Sikirik. "It's been on my mind for a while to do a 1,000 paper crane mobile and have the community help fold all those cranes," De Groot said. "They mean peace, prosperity, and they're really cool symbolic things." This won't be the first time De Groot had made a 1,000 paper crane mobile, having made two before, one for a friend's baby and the other for her own mother. The inspiration to create this one came after fellow Sikirik family friend Sanghee Robinson, the owner of South Caribou Rhythmic Gymnastics, approached her and asked if she was interested in teaching an origami class. Realizing she could combine a lesson making origami cranes with her planned fundraiser, De Groot agreed and asked Robinson if she would host the session. Every year, Robinson hosts a Chinese New Year's party at Hillside Community Church for her friends and clients. This year, she said she has decided to open the event up to the entire community so they can come to help De Groot make her paper cranes. "In the past, we've done fun ladies get together, potlucks and different events, but because of Logan Sikirik, who had been diagnosed with leukemia, we decided to do something a little bigger to try and help and support as much as we can," Robinson explained. "We just want to make 1,000 cranes and raffle it." This year, Robinson is organizing her party on Saturday, February 1st from 4:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. with a potluck dinner followed by De Groot's origami and then an hour of fun games and Chinese dancing. De Groot said she will be encouraging those who attend the New Year's party to help her fold the cranes by donation, with all proceeds going to Sikirik. She noted she has several different patterns of paper she'll bring to fold, but said if someone has a specific pattern they'd like to use to let her know so she can print them off. "I have lots of origami paper ready to go." The wooden frame for the mobile is being made by De Groot's husband. She noted that if they don't quite fold 1,000 during the New Year's party, she is hopeful community members will be willing to do some on their own throughout February. Robinson hopes that the origami crane mobile will be able to raise a lot of money for both Sikirik and his family. She noted that the family has to pay for both an apartment in the Lower Mainland during his treatment while maintaining their household in 100 Mile House. "It has put a strain she and others have tried to help alleviate with various community fundraisers. I feel like they're just uprooted and, the cancer, has changed everything. Financially, it's hard because they have a household here and they need to have separate living quarters down there," Robinson explained. "I'm a strong believer in every dollar makes a difference." To that end, Robinson is asking for a $5 to $10 donation for any who attends her Chinese New Year's party on Saturday, February 1st. After paying off the cost of renting the space, she said all proceeds will be donated to the Sikirik family. As for De Groot, once all the cranes are completed, she'll be auctioning off the mobile to raise more money for Logan and his family. As of the publication of this article, De Groot does not know when she'll be doing the raffle or how much tickets will cost. "The sooner we get it done, the sooner we can start the raffle," De Groot said. "I hope to raise as much as we can. I'd like to do $10,000. Anyone looking for more details on the event or the fundraiser is invited to contact Robinson at 250-706-2405 or scrythmicgymnastics@gmail.com and De Groot at papercranes4hope@gmail.com.